House passes GOP health care bill without Obamacare subsidy extension. Washington, the House of Representatives on December 17 passed a health care reform bill amid an intraparty debate on whether to extend the expiring enhanced premium tax credits offered in the Affordable Care Act exchanges. The Lower Health Care Premiums for All Americans Act aims to lower health insurance premiums in both the Affordable Care Act exchanges and the general market. The Affordable Care Act is former President Barack Obama's health care law, known as Obamacare. The bill passed in a 216-211 vote. One Republican, Representative Thomas Massey, joined all Democrats in voting against the bill. Following the vote, Speaker Mike Johnson touted the bill's passage as a more significant achievement than extending the temporary subsidies would have been. "What we just passed off the floor will reduce everybody's premiums by 11%, Johnson said, comparing it to the 5.7% reduction a subsidy extension would yield. "We did a better and more important thing for 100% of Americans, not just 7% of Americans." Disagreement over enhanced subsidies. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick and three other Republicans had earlier joined a discharge petition circulated by Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries to force a vote on a three-year extension of the subsidies. That move came after an amendment sponsored by Fitzpatrick and another advanced by Representative Jen Kiggins were rejected by the House Rules Committee. The amendments mirrored bipartisan bills each had sponsored that would have extended the enhanced subsidies for 2 years and 1 year, respectively, with accompanying changes to reduce the cost and combat fraud. Fitzpatrick, joined by Representatives Mike Lawler, Robert Bresnahan, and Ryan McKenzie, provided the final signatures needed to reach 218, forcing a vote on the Democrats' proposal. Under House rules, 7 legislative days must pass before a signer of the petition can call for a vote. The Speaker then has 2 legislative days to schedule it. Democrats have called on Johnson to waive the waiting period and schedule the vote immediately. Johnson, when asked whether Republicans siding with the opposition were a signal that he had lost control of the House, said that that was not the case. "These are not normal times," Johnson said, noting that the party's slim majority in the House allows members to exert leverage that they otherwise could not. Bill aims to lower premiums. The Lower Health Care Premiums for All Americans Act includes 5 provisions to reduce the cost of health insurance and broaden access to it. Those include requiring greater transparency in prescription drug pricing, providing federal funding to reduce the copayments and deductibles paid by some Obamacare customers, and making it easier for businesses that self-insure their employees to buy stop-loss insurance. The bill would also make it easier for small employers and the self-employed to leverage the buying power of a larger organization by joining association health plans. And the bill would make it more attractive for employers to contribute pre-tax funds for employees to purchase their own coverage. Republicans said the changes are needed because Obamacare has failed to live up to its promise of lowering the cost of health insurance. Obamacare premiums are up 80% since the program's inception, with patients paying on average $5,000 out of their own pocket to hit their deductible, Representative Brett Guthrie said during debate on the bill. "The average out-of-pocket spending maximum for 1 year is over $20,000. Obamacare has proven to be unaffordable and unsustainable," Guthrie said. Guthrie said the Republican bill would lower premiums by 11% compared with the 5% reduction realized by extending the enhanced subsidies. Democrats countered that the expiration of the enhanced subsidies would make health insurance unaffordable for many Americans. "Health insurance premiums are going to skyrocket for more than 20 million Americans across the country," Representative Frank Pallone said in arguing against the bill. "Republicans are bringing a bill to the floor that does absolutely nothing to lower prices," he said, noting that in his view, the bill promotes junk insurance plans. Senate options. The Lower Health Care Premiums for All Americans Act now moves to the Senate, where a Republican bill to replace the enhanced subsidies with health savings accounts failed to advance on December 11. A 3-year extension of the enhanced subsidies also failed to advance, although 4 Republican senators joined Democrats in support. Senator Susan Collins, who voted for the 3-year extension, told reporters on December 17 that the discharge petition helps her cause. Senator Bill Cassidy told reporters on December 17 that he is not personally opposed to subsidies. "It's just not the end-all deal, because if somebody does need a subsidy but they have a $6,000 deductible, they're effectively not insured, he said. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who also voted for the three-year extension, was asked on December 17 whether the measure might yet pass in the Senate if forwarded by the House. "I hope so," she said.